Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word Power Daily Reading Bible Guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. Now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Oh, welcome to Call to Freedom. I'm so glad you joined me today. And wherever you are and at what time that you are, you might be just going to bed or you might be just waking up. But our program is on at 9 o'clock at night, 2:30 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, and on KLDC, it's on at 11 o'clock a.m. So if you choose to get up and then listen later in the morning, that's an option for you. Also, you can go to 670KLTT.com. That's Crawford. And you can listen to Call to Freedom 24/7. That's one good thing about going on your smartphone. You can listen anytime, day or night. And I find it really convenient for me. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you today. I know this world is just going bonkers in some places, but we can uphold the fact that God is our life. He is our joy. He is our peace. Saturday we were singing this song, I have peace like a river. I have joy like a fountain. I have love like an ocean, an old, old song. And yet we just so enjoyed taking in all of that love and joy and peace. And we just had such a great time. It was supernatural. A lot of laughter, a lot of joy, and oneness in the spirit. I hope you will consider coming on July the 11th. Circle your calendar. You will be blessed. You truly will. Let's do our Monday Bible slogan. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I do what it tells me to do. This is my Bible. It has given me new life. It is the Word of God. I know I'm not with you on for some of your programs come on Tuesday, on Monday night, but I just want you to know that Bible slogan is for every minute of every day for you, whoever you're, wherever you're listening. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And you can go to freedomstreet.org and click on radio shows through going by the resources. Hit resources, and that right below it is the title, radio shows. Listen to any program you want to. And if you're, you know, going to be listening out of state, that's a place where you can go all the time. You can also go to Spotify and type in Freedom ST Radio. Freedom ST Radio, one word, lowercase, and you'll also get our program on there. Chris has really tried to give that program, Call to Freedom, out to as many places as he can. And you can also donate online when you go to freedomstreet.org. I so appreciate your giving to this ministry. I want to tell you that this weekend was full. It was really full. So much going on between President Trump's 80th birthday, and I had sent a card about a month before, and he's now in France with Macron, and yesterday was Flag Day. That's a really fun day to have a birthday on Flag Day. And yesterday I watched the South Carolina Hurricanes beat the Las Vegas Golden Knights to win the Stanley Cup. Not only the Stanley Cup, but the New York Knicks won the NBA championship for the first time in 53 years. South Carolina Hurricanes for the first time in 20 years. Wow, I wish there was more merrymaking instead of destruction of property. I know I heard one broadcaster say, well, only two buses burned and three cars were turned over in New York City. And I'm thinking, Wow. People nowadays don't think of consequences for their actions. Do you remember World War II? I don't. I was born right at the end. But after World War II, when the streets were lined with millions of people in New York City, there was no burning of vehicles or hurting anyone. And there doesn't seem to be any accountability anymore. Do you understand? I hope and pray that a spirit of maturity, a spirit of compassion, a spirit of truth and love will settle in on this nation in Jesus' name. Oh, praise the Lord. Well, you got your ballot to vote if you're in Colorado. And if you're voting, I hope that you vote for someone who is wise and capable, and I believe the wisest and the most capable person for governor of the state of Colorado, even though I know that Scott Bottoms is a marvelous person. He's been in the legislature in his local town. But I am voting for Barb Kirkmeyer. Barb Kirkmeyer, and that'll be on your ballot, and I appreciate you doing that. She's wise. She's been in the legislature for over 20 years, and she knows these people, the left-wing people. So I'm hoping that she will become governor. We need a change in governorship, don't we? And also, I looked at the attorney general. And I really was impressed with Wilson. I believe his first name is David Wilson. So if you go to your ballot and just check off, if you have if you're a Republican and you have been voting Republican, then you will have a Republican ballot. So you just check off those people that want to become your officials in the state of Colorado. Just check it off, because God is going to do a marvelous thing, friend. Our memory verse for this week is a kind of unusual. It's Proverbs 16, verse 7. I'm trying to think of a good adjective for it. It's when a person's ways are pleasing to the Lord. And in the King James, it's when a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord. He makes even his enemies be at peace with him. Isn't that beautiful? And in the Living Translation, Proverbs 16, verse 6 and 7 says, unfailing love and faithfulness make atonement for sin. By fearing the Lord, people avoid evil. They avoid evil. When people's lives please the Lord, even their enemies are at peace with them. So we know in verse 6, by fearing the Lord, people avoid evil. There's a lot of evil out there. So they are not honoring and reverencing the Lord God. And we want another revival. We want a revival to sweep over this earth. And we know that one day the glory of the knowledge of the Lord is going to be covering this whole earth, the whole earth. And I believe it's getting there. I believe it's beginning and it's getting there. From our friend Selena in Nebraska, a quote from Oral Roberts. And when she sent this in her email, and you can email me anytime at Barbara@freedomstreet.org, Barbara@freedomstreet.org. And I will be happy to return your email to answer any questions. And this one is from Selena, and she's quoting from Oral Roberts' book. I think it was the book talks about Expect a Miracle, because John and I love that book. Every day is a holy day. Every day is a day in which to enjoy life. Every day is a day in which to have your needs met. There's opportunity every day, folks. Every day is a day to worship God. Every day is a day in which you are the center of His love, and He is the center of yours. I pray that He is the center of your love today. Every day He's concerned about your existence, even numbering the hairs on your head. And in Matthew 10, 30 and 31, the very hairs of your head, I know some of you don't have a whole lot of hair left, but He knows them. The very hairs of your head are all numbered. Therefore, do not fear. See, fear comes upon us when we see we're losing hair, or we're getting wrinkles, or we can't walk like we used to, or bend over, or our hands don't work right, or we're not seeing as well as we used to. What comes on us? Fear. And God says, don't fear. Don't fear. I'm here for you. I'm here for you every minute of the day. You are of more value than many sparrows. And that's Matthew 10, 30 and 31. When Selena sent that email, all these memories came back. When you hear a familiar word or taste a food or smell something, these senses just bring you back to places where you had been in the past. And when John and I attended a seminar and maybe center at ORU in the 70s to hear Oral Roberts. He was wonderful. We were so touched by his message of faith and his new book then, Expect a Miracle. We ordered 50 of them from the bookstore there and gave them out to friends. We had a big box full of books going back home to Greeley. And that book was a life changer for us. Thank you, Selena, for the memories. They were wonderful memories. I think of the Bible verse in Psalm 34:8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He is so good. I listened to the program from last Friday. Wow, what an interesting program. And every Friday, I enjoy so much hearing Darren's voice again. June 12th of 2002, when Darren and I were taking phone calls then, a woman called in who was using the Bible as a weapon to argue. And I want to give you just a few notes on that conversation. That program was such a learning experience for me then, and it is continuing to be now. If you didn't listen to that program, you go to www.freedomstreet.org, click on resources, and then on radio shows. I believe I titled it a raging phone call or something like that from Darren and me. It has Darren and Barbara and then a raging phone call. I love radio. I have loved it since the days when my brother and I had summer vacation at my grandma's house, and she would turn on the radio early in the morning to Christian stations. Christian stations were on in the 50s, and EPP, was, I think his name was Charles Epp. He was the one that was talking about God and Jesus Christ saving us, and that was such an impressive thing to me. Then my mother on Sunday afternoons would sing on the station in Greeley, Colorado. Oh, I forgot the name of the station. And so we had to sit through that program in the 50s, and I didn't realize that later in life the Lord would have me sitting in front of a microphone on radio again. There were times 20 to 30 years ago that callers would call in and comment on the program and even, you know, rage and criticize. This particular caller was centered in on criticizing what had been said about 2 Chronicles 7:14, and she focused on my comments. Folks, that person was arguing that the humbling of ourselves wasn't fasting, but repenting. Now, I can't argue with that. But she went on and on and on, not getting off of the fact that humbling requires repentance, which it does not. When you're born again believer, you don't go back to repenting. I'm going to explain that. Jesus did say in Matthew 6:16, when you fast, not if you fast. And in a believer's life, we come to the point where there are times we're going to fast. We're going to fast because we don't feel well. We're going to fast because we want an answer. We want to fast because we want to get closer to the Lord Jesus. And that's a command from our Lord that urges us to fast in Matthew 6:16. And you can do it at your own speed, at your own listening to God in your own way, total or partial, like Daniel fast, or on your own schedule. God is not going to judge you. I'm not going to judge you. And God is gracious and compassionate. Well, that lady had a religious spirit that was so evident, and it keeps one from hearing anyone else's side. Have you ever been in a crowd where some person was, I'm right, and there's no other way. I am the right one. It's the right answer, and there is no other way to look at it. Well, it's really interesting that her modus operandi was to correct us with scripture, and it ended up after about 7 minutes with Darren hanging up on her because it just wasn't worth the time that we were taking on the radio. First of all, I want to tell you that when you are a believer, you don't continually repent for your sins. I don't want you to take this the wrong way. The word repent means going beyond mere regret or sorrow for sin. It involves a complete change of mind, heart, and direction, often described as a spiritual about-face from the life of sin to a life aligned with God's will. And the Greek word for that is metanoia, literally means to change one's mind. That's what happens when we repent of our sins and Jesus comes in and we get a new heart, a new spirit, and God just blesses us from that time on. Even though, friend, we're sinning. in the process, but we're changing because we are renewing our mind in the Word of God. There is a complete change. It happens when you repent of your sins and make Jesus your Lord and Savior. I don't believe the average believer knows really what has happened to him when he repents. He's saying he's made a whole total turnaround of his belief system. Before, you were serving the devil. There's only two options. You're either serving the devil or you're serving the Lord Jesus. Like, oh, Barbara. Yep, that's it. Two options. You're either serving the devil or serving the Lord Jesus. You're either serving in the kingdom of darkness or in the kingdom of light. And you can find that in 1 Peter 2. Leaving the world behind, you make Jesus Lord. Remember that old song, I have decided to follow Jesus. Yep, that's it. I have decided to follow Jesus. I am cognizant of the fact that Holy Spirit is working on each one of us in our particular areas of weakness and need of renovation. I remember when we moved into the home that I live in, it needed some renovation. So we used our dollars and used a crew and contract workers to get our master bathroom up to speed and up to how we felt it should be. Well, that's the same thing. Holy Spirit sees us. And he says, well, we need to work on this. God is at work in us, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Yes. And we do sin. But God doesn't see that sin as we think he does. We think that sin will take us to hell. No, it's not sin, our behavior, that sends us to hell. It's our rejection of Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord that sends us to hell. That's right. It is. Listen to 1 John 1:7. In him, the born-again believer, there is no darkness at all. Now, this is the way God sees you. When you are born again, there is no darkness in you any longer. No sin, no wickedness, no imperfections. I'm going to read another verse from 1 Corinthians 1 here in a minute. Oh, this is so good. And verse 6 of 1 John 1 says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk consistently in the darkness, we lie. And we do not practice the truth. But if we truly walk in the light, and remember, Jesus is the light, as he himself is in the light, we have true, unbroken fellowship with one another. Because the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin by erasing the stain of sin. Now, that's the curse that came down from the Garden of Eden. The stain of sin he has erased when you accept Jesus as Savior and Lord, keeping us cleansed from sin in all its forms and manifestations. Oh, I love that. And that's from the Amplified. I love that. Keeping us cleansed every day. Oh, Father, I'm so sorry. I had a wrong thought. Oh, Lord, I'm so sorry. I talked about this dear lady to a friend and I shouldn't have gossiped. Oh, Lord, I'm so sorry. I took another drink. Help me, Holy Spirit, to take less and less and say less curse words, less and less. And it will happen, friend. It will happen as we renew our minds in the Word of God. When you commit a sin as a believer, you recognize it and you confess it. You don't repent all over again. Repentance is a first-time event in which God gives you a new heart and a new spirit. You have one change of heart in accepting Jesus as Savior and Lord, and then you begin your new life in Christ. I know it may seem confusing to some of you listening, but being born again is a one-time for all eternity experience. Then when you realize that you have sinned as a believer, see, God doesn't see the sin as you do. As a believer, you confess that sin as 1 John 1:9 tells us. We put so much guilt on each other, so much guilt, so much criticism, so much judgment. Oh, I say, stop it. In the name of Jesus, stop it. I did it. I'm talking to the choir and I'm speaking to myself. I did it for so many years. And when I said, Holy Spirit, I want to stop it, he helps me. He helped me and he continues to help me overcome that and conquer it. Paul says it so beautifully in 1 Corinthians. We know that in Jesus, we have wisdom from God, redemption, righteousness, and sanctification. How does God see you? He sees you perfect. He sees you right before him. He sees you redeemed by the blood of Jesus, and he sees you sanctified. Now, the process of sanctification is ongoing till the day you go to be with Jesus. But right then and there, when you accept Jesus, in him, you are sanctified. God sees you as that. And you can go, as I said before, maybe a week ago, you can go into the very throne room of God without a sense of fear, guilt, inferiority, shame, or unworthiness. Oh, what a burden lifted. What a burden lifted. As believers, we are standing before God in Jesus' righteousness, and we no longer see ourselves as sinners needing to repent every day, as this caller said in the program last Friday. When we do sin, it is no longer a part of our behavior because we're allowing Holy Spirit to continue the work in our lives. We do that through 1 John 1:9 that I just read. If we confess our sins, he is faithful to forgive our sins and cleanse us and continue to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That caller had a sin consciousness that when she got up in the morning, she concentrated. Guess what she concentrated on? Her sins, because she was telling God, I repent of this and I repent of that. And it was a sin consciousness. I praise God. I don't need to think of my sinful self right away in the morning. I'm not going to go there. I'm on the other side, delivered from the kingdom of darkness and enjoying the fellowship in the kingdom of light in his dear son, Jesus Christ. I can get out of bed praising him for salvation, and I know Holy Spirit will help me through the day. I don't think, well, what am I going to do today to mess up this day? No, I used to do that. Oh, that's why I proclaim every morning, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I don't have to repent. And when you are in Christ Jesus, you no longer have to repent because God has wiped away that sin consciousness and given you a brand new spirit, a brand new heart, and helped you to get a fresh start. And we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful God we serve and a precious Savior and Lord we have in Christ Jesus. Oh, praise his name forever and ever. Again, you can listen to that program by going to freedomstreet.org. Clicking on resources and radio shows, and that it's the last show that Darren and I did. I realize that some of you listening still have those bouts and feelings of unworthiness, shame, remorse, fear, and guilt. As you confess those feelings, see, feelings and symptoms are liars. God's word is truth. That's one of Darren's phrases that I so cherish. And, you know, feelings and symptoms are liars. God's word is truth. And as you confess those feelings before the Lord, Holy Spirit will cleanse you and rid you of those devilish spirits that may have plagued you all your life. Darren and I did a teaching on curses. I believe it may be of benefit to you in your godly growth. You can go to Darren's Sessions on the website, and it's number one in Darren's Sessions. And it's under teachings. When curses go, blessings flow. I believe it really will be a help to you and an encouragement to you that you don't have to feel like a loser, unworthy of living this life. You can wake up in the morning and say, like I do, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, you know that God will answer your prayers. Yes, he's for you. When you learn to do things in the Spirit, you have arrived at a great opportunity to experience the divinely appointed blessings that God has already designated for you. His promises are for you, my friend. When you take those first steps in the faith walk with God, in sowing into the kingdom of God, you're going to experience things you've never dreamed. Build yourself up with verses that tell you how much God loves you and is for you, because he is El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. Then you begin to come to God to meet your every need in faith, believing. I'm glad you're joining me today and learning more about the way God does things and how to pray for those answers we need. And remember that you're never alone in this. You are yoked up with Jesus. He is cheering you on to learn more about your Heavenly Father. Before I experienced the Spirit-filled life, I used to cry and yell, self-pity oozing out of every pore. Oh, yuck, 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 yuck. I'm so glad I don't have to think about those days anymore. I was a slow learner, but praise God, I finally learned that God hears and answers my prayers. I guess the answers come in desperation and longing to find the answer. When I was in desperation before I knew that God answers according to our confession, I'm going to talk to you more about that tomorrow. I prayed all kinds of wimpy prayers, and I'm so glad that he didn't answer all of my carnal pleadings. Oh, he was and is patient with me. I was reading Proverbs 11:2-4 this weekend, and it describes how my life was directed by pride and then a time of humbling. There is a time of humbling, friend. And I know that there are a couple verses in Proverbs that says, humbling comes before honor. Humility comes before honor. And so all of us want to be honored. And humbling comes when there are times of great desperation. And here's Proverbs 11:2-4. When pride comes boiling up with an arrogant attitude of self-importance, that's when you're thinking of yourself and your issue and all the things that are important to you. It's an I kind of thing. And that's why so many people are on their phones. It's a selfish recognition of me. Then comes dishonor and emptiness and shame. When pride comes, then comes emptiness, dishonor, and shame. But with the humble, the teachable, who have been chiseled by trial and who have learned to walk humbly with God, there is wisdom and soundness of mind. The integrity and moral courage of the upright will guide them, but the crookedness of the treacherous will destroy them. Riches will not provide security in the day of wrath, and it will not provide security in the day of wrath and judgment when God will judge, but righteousness rescues from death. Remember that, friend. We got to get rid of that pride and that self-importance and love our neighbor. Love our neighbor. Yes, we love ourselves because God has given us that wonderful love. But love your neighbor as yourself. You'll find such wonderful gems of humility and love and joy and peace that you never experienced before. God bless you. I'm going to be back talking about this tomorrow. God bless you and keep you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in